What's up, friends? Welcome back to the podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, my name is Lexi Howell. I'm so excited to have a conversation and to continue on this series from my newest book, For the Girl. If you guys have not gotten your copy of For the Girl, you can grab it on Amazon. If you want a signed copy, you can send me a message on any social media platform at Dear Broken Girl. I'm just so excited to share this book with you. This is a book that has been a long time coming. If you guys have not watched episode 1 and 2 of this series, stop this episode. Go listen to them. It is going to be so encouraging for your life. Don't forget to share it with every single person that you know, your nieces, your sisters, your mom, your wife, whoever you got, your friends. I don't care. Send it to every single person that you know that is a female so that you can encourage them, because this is a book to encourage and equip them right where they are to live for Jesus in today's world. So we are going to jump into episode 3 of this For the Girl book series. Now we are talking all about impact and influence. We are in a culture, we are in a world where we want influence. Whether we just want to be influential in the families that we occupy, or we want to be influential in the world at large. There are many things that are being influenced by the world. There are many people, there are students, there are, you know, teenagers, there are adults that are being influenced poorly by the world, and you and I have the opportunity to not only influence those around us, but to impact them. And so we will be talking about this impact and influence and impressing versus impacting people and what that looks like, what that means. And I talk about it more in my book, but we're just going to talk about it a little bit here today. What I have learned is that I thought when someone was a leader, it meant that they had to lord their ownership or their responsibility or their authority over others. See, to be a leader meant that I get my way, I do what I want, and I tell you how I want it done, and you do it. That's not it. That's not a true leader. That's not a godly leader. And that is not what Jesus did as he embodied what leadership truly is to be. And so I really want to talk about, again, we are in a world, we are in a culture where we are looking for influence. We want to influence more. And there's nothing wrong with influencing more people, but the problem is, are we actually impacting those people that we're influencing for God's glory and their good? Or are we just impressing them for our own boasting and our own ego? Because there is a difference. Now, they both start with I understand impressing and impacting, but there is a complete difference in how we are to walk out those things. So let me tell you what I believe to impact means, and then I'll give you what I believe what to impress means. To impact means that it is for God's glory. To impress means it is all about your ego and your boasting. There are two different things. Now, there is a focus when it comes to impacting, which is on God, not you. And the impressing is on you, not God. So which one are you doing? In the life that you live, in the words that you say, in the actions that you partake in, are you glorifying yourself or are you glorifying God? Now, I know that's a hard-hitting question. And initially, you may think, oh, I'm glorifying the Lord. Let's take a deeper look into it, right? We talk about it a little bit more in depth in my book, so I'm not going to go crazy in it in our conversation, but let's be honest. I thought I was impacting people for God's glory, but really I was just trying to impress them for my own ego, for my own boasting, for my own pride. And there is such a discord that happens when we go for and run after the applause of people, because the same people that praise you in one moment will smack you down off of that same throne that they place you on in the other. They will praise you and place you on the pedestal like nobody's business in one breath, and will yank you down like you ain't never seen in another. Why? Because people are fickle. They will waver. They will do anything and everything that they can to boast and move themselves. And if you're in their way, oh, honey, they're going to move you. Okay. If you say something they don't like, oh, they will destroy you. That is the problem with people, is that we are inconsistent. That is the beauty about God, is that he is always consistent. So what I want as a person who has influence, that I'm talking to you, I'm talking to me, we have influence on those that are around us, whether again it is our friend group, it's our family, it's people that we have on social media that follow us, people that we get to speak to on a weekly basis, maybe it's your students, whatever it is, we have influence. We have the ability to either influence them for the good or for the bad. We have the choice to make that we will either impact them, which will be for God's glory, or we will impress them, which is for our own. And what I want us to do is to take an inside look of, am I impacting or am I impressing? And if you are impressing, please understand, I am not condemning you by any means. I don't have that power. I don't have that authority. I have tried to condemn people and it just don't fit me. Okay? I'm not made to do that. I have not done anything, nor do I have the power or authority to condemn you. So if you're struggling in that area, baby, I'm not condemning you whatsoever. I've been in that area and I have to be checked by the Holy Spirit often about that area. If I can be honestly truthful and transparent with you, I struggle with impressing people and then I just call it impacting. There's a lot of times that I'll do something, say something, live a certain way, and it is impressive to people. People listen to my podcast. People see the things that I do on social media, and they are so kind in their words, and they are impressed by me, and I have to receive their love and give that, redirect that to the Lord. Let it flow through me. Oh, these kind words, they say, wow, I'm so thankful that you shared this scripture. This scripture was written by God. Do you see how it flows? Like, I take this compliment and I give it to Christ because he is the author of all good things that flow to us from the earth. And so what I am doing now is being mindful of the words and the response that I have with people, because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so what I want to do is change my heart, which is with the help of the Holy Spirit. He does that part, praise God. And then out of that will come the flow of my words out of my mouth. And I will be able to soon move from impressing people, which I struggle with, to impacting them for God's glory. It will be less about me and it will be all about God. I think about John the Baptist, where he is doing the things that Jesus is doing alongside Jesus, right? John the Baptist has disciples. Jesus had disciples. John the Baptist is baptizing people. And then you have Jesus' disciples that are also baptizing people. And there's a moment that John, which is actually Jesus' cousin, there's a moment that John's disciples come to John and say, hey, now this Jesus person, your cousin or whatever, he is out here baptizing people. He over here has more people coming to him than to us. And John stops these disciples in their tracks and says, wait a minute. May you not forget who Jesus is. No, no, no. He's not just my cousin. He is the savior of the world. I am not the light. I am not the way. I am not the truth. No, no. I am simply a vessel. I am here to make way for the coming of the Lord. He is the Lord that is coming. And so what John does and what he tells his disciples then is what we need to tell ourselves now. We are not the light. We are not the source. We are not the way, the truth, the life. We are simply a vessel. We are simply making a way for the Lord's coming. And so that means any compliment that you share with me, I have the choice to make to give that to Christ, because all glory and honor and power belongs to God. Never in scripture does it say all glory, honor, and power belongs to Lexi. They don't say that. Because if it was for me, it would have been written in the word. But it's for the Lord, which means it should go to the Lord. And so I think John the Baptist really sets the disciples straight, but he also in his word sets me straight and sets many of us straight, because a lot of times we're trying to impress and we think that when we are impacting people, it's by the numbers that are being influenced by us. That's not the case. People are impacted whenever God is glorified in your life and when your heart beats with his and when your ways are aligned with his. This is when other people are impacted by you, because again, it's not you that they see. It should be God that they see in you. You are a vessel. You are a funnel, but you are not the source and you are not the light. And so here in the book, I talk about impact and influence and impressing and just what that looks like and how we can do better. How can we do better if we are struggling in that area? And I talk about that in the book. So I just want you to know that anything that I share in this book is something that it's never to preach at you. It is, I am right here alongside of you. It is a me too kind of book. And the Lord's grace has been so kind over the years in correcting me and shaping me and molding me in the image that He has for me to be. And it's the same for you. So if you are struggling with impressing people, but you want to switch over to impacting people, you want it to be less about you and you want it to be more about God, then check out my book, For the Girl, because we talk about that. And John the Baptist in scripture talks about that. He says, I must become less and less, and He must become more and more. He must become greater, and I must become less. It is a choice that we make, and we will soon, as we make that choice daily, we will soon become people that were once impressing folks to impacting them for God's glory and for the good of His people. I hope that this episode encouraged you. If you have any comments, questions whatsoever, please be sure to contact me at any of my social media accounts at Dear Broken Girl. You can comment below this video. Do whatever you need to do. I would love to have a conversation with you. And I cannot wait to have our final talk of this For the Girl book series next episode. Bye, y'all.